on the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tomato soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, celery and carrots, grapes, and a cookie. Tomorrow, Ritz chicken, rice, California blend, and fresh fruit. KNDY News, time 7:15. Bit of early morning fog expected to burn off quickly. It's 61 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 20th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News.
U.S. animal agriculture groups yesterday announced the Protein Pact. A coalition is the first joint initiative designed to accelerate momentum and verify progress towards global sustainable development goals across the animal protein sector. The Protein Pact, submitted to the U.N. Food Systems Summit as a sustainability game changer and sustainable livestock and poultry production, will be featured in a side event at the upcoming Food Systems Summit Ministerial in Rome next week. Alongside the debut of the Protein Pact, the North American Meat Institute released its draft sustainability framework and is soliciting public comment to set transparent baselines and measure progress towards sustainability goals. Meat Institute President CEO Juliana Potts said the framework encompasses more than 100 metrics developed through extensive collaboration with sustainability experts, supply chain partners, and Meat Institute members. Other members of the Protein Pact include the National Pork Board, U.S. Meat Export Federation, and the National Corn Growers Association. And USDA reminding producers, sign-up deadline for the Conservation Reserve Program current general sign-up fast approaching. Eligible producers must submit their offers by Friday. USDA's Farm Service Agency made several changes to CRP to make it more appealing to all producers, including those who are historically underserved, beginning and veterans. FSA added incentives to encourage producers to include climate smart practices in their operations to increase the natural resource and environmental benefits. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau said farmers should explore the increased payment rates and new incentives for climate smart ag practices to see if elements of the revamped CRP fits their operation. USDA's goal is to enroll up to 4 million acres in the new CRP by raising payment rates, expanding the incentives offered to the program. The CRP is capped at 25 million acres for fiscal year 2021, but the cap will gradually increase to 27 million by fiscal year 2023. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Right out in the field yourself if you've got the right equipment and the right knowledge. Now that's where I'm going to have a little problem, folks. Some of these younger people that got more savvy on this stuff called tech, they might be able to do something here if this becomes a reality and farm equipment dealers have to show and have to sell equipment that gives people the opportunity to work on their own equipment. Won't that be interesting to see if it works? See you on the next Decline Report.
Ready to grab your keys and hit the road this summer? Make your first stop Rusty X Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty X Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. buy with zero money down. Or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty at Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush it to Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/21.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
We had a technical issue on our AM station affecting AM 1570, FM 94.1. If you missed the early part of our news block, we'll air that in its repeat. We'll air our morning news block here following sports in about 5 minutes. So stay tuned. We'll check Kansas, Nebraska news, local news, and weather. Repeat due to a technical issue on our AM 1570, FM 94.1 stations.
Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. But what did he really say to the world when he got there? It's the anniversary of the moon landing today. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The Storm Report is giving away a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system every week throughout storm season, and we want you to win. Just text the word weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. It has a digital readout with severe weather messages, plus NOAA weather and AM/FM radio. Sign up now to win yours. Text weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus also has two additional wireless speakers to go in separate rooms of your home so everyone will know bad weather is on the way. Zone Guard Plus saves lives. Sign up and win by texting weather to 855-939-2526. Text weather to 855-939-2526. No purchase necessary. Standard message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 20th, the 201st day of the year. Rockstar Carlos Santana is celebrating his 74th birthday, and on this day in 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk the moon. The landing was watched by over 600 million people around the world. There's been a theory that Armstrong misquoted the famous first words on the moon, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." However, audio experts have said that Armstrong did in fact say "a man" in the first sentence and that it was tough to hear. And the first flag planted on the moon didn't make it through the conditions of space. Flags from other missions, however, still stand on the lunar surface. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 61 degrees in Marysville's early morning fog. Middle 80s on a gradual warm-up trend this week continuing. Again, we had some technical issues on AM 1570, FM 94.1. I think we've got that fixed, and we'll repeat the Kansas-Nebraska local news and weather that we missed earlier following sports.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Kansas City Chiefs fans will have to get tickets in advance to visit the Super Bowl runner-ups training camp this year, and they won't be able to get autographs from players because of COVID-19. Dr. Paul Schroeppel, the AFC Champions head orthopedic surgeon, said yesterday that fans won't be allowed to interact with players under the NFL's protocols for preventing coronavirus outbreaks. The Chiefs open their training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri next Wednesday with a special event for season ticket holders, with practices open for other fans beginning next Thursday. Attendance will be limited. A Kansas City area Olympic gymnastics alternate has tested positive for coronavirus in Japan. The personal coach for Kara Eaker confirmed the positive test in an email to the Associated Press yesterday. The positive test, the latest in a growing line of daily reports of athletes and others testing positive at the Olympics. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to invite you out to the Washington County Fair from Tuesday, July 20th to Sunday, July 25th. We hope to see you all there. There'll be lots of livestock shows, static projects, games to play, a great 4-H food stand. So it should be a lot of fun. Come on out and see us.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the listening area, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. One person lost their life in a train pedestrian accident yesterday morning. According to the Harvey County Sheriff's Office, the accident happened around 5 o'clock yesterday morning when a male was hit by a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train about 6 miles southwest of Newton near the town of Sedgwick. The Hutch Post reports the investigation into the accident is continuing. Trains were brought to a halt on the line, which runs through Newton, for about 3 hours during the initial investigation. Authorities in Great Bend investigating a homicide that happened at the Best Western Angus Inn there on Sunday. Police found 39-year-old Micah Scryfries on the ground, bleeding and not moving. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. Authorities say they're looking for 36-year-old Elias Trago as a person of interest in the case. He was last seen in a dark-colored four-door passenger car with unknown Texas license plates. And Kansas weather forecasters say dry today and just a bit warmer than yesterday. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
The health department in the most populous county in Kansas is urging the county's public schools to require students and staff who aren't vaccinated against COVID-19 to wear masks indoors when classes resume this fall. The Johnson County Department of Health and Environment's guidance yesterday came with confirmed cases of the faster-spreading Delta variant continuing to rise across Kansas and fueling larger numbers of new COVID-19 cases overall. The state reported yesterday that confirmed Delta variant cases increased by 20% since Friday and that Kansas averaged 440 new COVID cases per day for the 7 days ending Monday. One of the founding members of the band Kansas, rock violinist and founding frontman Robert Steinhardt, died at the age of 71. Steinhardt was with Kansas from 1973 to 82 and again from 97 to 06. Reports are the Lawrence native died from acute pancreatitis. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. The state of Nebraska has agreed not to seek reimbursement from Texas for the state patrol troopers it sent down to the U.S.-Mexican border at the request of